Howdy. The difference between a Christian always makes me, because of a little incident that occurred 4 or 5 years ago, always makes me read from a script. He will not let me depart from a script. But the difference between George and I is George is retiring in a few months, and we will certainly miss him. I'm not yet ready to retire, so I'm going to introduce the Regents properly. First of all, the chairman of the Board of Regents, Cliff Thomas, the vice chairman of the Board of Regents, Elaine Mendoza, her husband, Larry Gay, Charles Swartz, Judy Morgan, Eden, I don't know who you are, but you must be important if you're sitting there, so welcome. And Bob Albritton from Fort Worth. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. And Phil Adams. Oh, Phil Adams from College Station. Thank you, Phil, for being here. We also ought to recognize the president of Texas A&M University, Mike Young. His brain power and his professors and his researchers were the ones working with TTI, as they always do in doing this. Mike, thank you for everything that you did. And our local representatives, Senator Swertner, Representative Cassell, Representative Rainey. We've got the chairman of the House Transportation Committee came here all the way from El Paso, Texas. John Otto, thank you for everything that you've done. And it's what a wonderful day. This is a special day in the history of Texas A&M University and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. For years, I've been talking about this amazing freight shuttle, despite the best efforts of Dennis to keep me quiet. It may be one of the worst-kept secrets around town, thanks largely to some of us. But I am really excited about the prospects that this freight shuttle brings and the disruption, quite frankly, that it could bring and the good that it can do and what it can mean for our university system, our state, and our country and the world. It's a result of 10 years of research and Aggie brain power, but the cost of employing the freight shuttle will be borne by private enterprise, not the Texas taxpayers. At 95 feet long, 19 feet high, this shuttle is literally one of the larger research projects that we've undertaken. More important, it is the physical manifestation of what Texas A&M does best. We have a lot of reporters here, so I'm going to give them a little bit of indoctrination about Texas A&M University. The technology commercialization collaboration between university-based research and the private sector is unmatched in this place. Great research universities are the economic drivers of the future. They have the ability to improve lives and create new industries, let alone new companies. And if you look back to the research initiatives, there are two primary research initiatives that added something in the order of 18 National Academy members to Texas A&M's fold this last year. The research initiatives that we used auxiliary fund money for, but perhaps more important than that is what the governor did in creating the Governor's University Research Initiative. And we certainly wouldn't advertise this past Brazos County or past Aggies, but half of the money in Governor Abbott's research initiatives was used to bring National Academy members to Texas A&M University, and we are very thankful for your vision in doing that. Research universities for this system, 11 universities and state agencies, is approaching $1 billion a year. Texas A&M University itself is the largest research university, not just in Texas, but in the southwestern United States. You have to go to the east or west coast to find one bigger. But these folks are not resting on their laurels. A few miles from here, the A&M system created something called a Relish Campus, which is a 2,000-acre campus that would allow this kind of thing to happen on a very regular basis, where the private sector, our state agencies, university, collaborate on the next generation of commercial breakthroughs while allowing our system universities from across the state to offer academic programs. It's that kind of innovation and collaboration that will keep Texas at the forefront. When we were planning today's event, it was important, real important, to have Governor Abbott here for this historic loss. You talk about a guy that gets it when it comes to higher education, when it comes to the power of what great universities can do. Nobody gets it or has ever got it better than Greg Abbott has. He is a great friend to higher education. He is a really special friend to Texas A&M University. And from my point of view, I cannot remember, and this is saying something, when we have had a better friend in public service to Texas A&M University. If you knew the things that he did for us that he will not let me say in public because there are other universities, you would jump from your seats, run over there, and hug his neck. He has done some wonderful things for Texas A&M, and I'll always be thankful for that. He has his eye on the future. He is determined to lead Texas to a better, more prosperous future. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best friends this university and higher education has ever had in the history of this state, Governor Greg Abbott.